All right, we got one last number here from Mark, who's upset about his pizza that came from long wait, wrong pizza. Wrong pizza, that's the worst. And bad customer service. All right, let's call him.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. May I speak with Mark, please?
Oh, Mark don't live here anymore.
No? Who's this? This is Mark's family?
Yes.
Did you know about the pizza that he got that was bad?
What?
Do you know about the pizza that he got that was bad?
Pizza?
He got a pizza and it was bad, he said. A pizza. Pizza machine.
Oh, I don't know.
No, he's complaining about the pizza that we sold him. I'm from...
I don't know because he don't live here. He don't live in another house.
But does you still talk to him a lot?
Yeah, we didn't complain about that.
Does he? Do you talk to him every day? Because I want you to give him a message for me.
Oh, okay. Maybe I give him a call.
Okay, can you connect him now? Can you three-way call him? Because I want this taken care of right now.
Okay.
He's got some kind of
problem. Oh, no, I cannot connect because I don't know the phone number in the house. I don't know his cell phone, but I don't think he wants you to get the cell phone.
Well, I mean, what do you like? What kind of pizza do you like? You want some coupons or something? What's with you people? Huh? You looking for free stuff?
Well, I'm not the one who ordered the pizza. It's my son.
But he's got some kind of problem with my pizza, and I want him to tell me what it is. I'll give you free pizzas to make you people shut up. Because you're all looking for free pizza and stuff, I heard. I saw this on the news where you people from, like, other countries, they don't speak English good.
You know what? Huh? You know what? You don't have to speak like that because you always buy a pizza. Last night I buy pizza from Pizza Hut, but we never complain if it is good or not. Well, you don't have to speak like that, you know? Because we can always pay our pizza. You know, we don't need a free pizza. You know what I mean?
What?
Because if they complain, maybe it's not good because maybe they always buy pizza there, you know?
What?
But you don't have to speak like that we want a free pizza, you know?
Where do you get pizza from a Pizza Hut instead of... Why?
Because I live in another house. I'm the mother. And I have a visitor yesterday, and then they want a Pizza Hut. But my son is living in the other house. They have their own house. Mm-hmm. So they order the pizza from you guys because they like their pizza.
No.
But even that. Because I don't know about that because maybe that's their brand.
Oh,
because in my house I eat Pizza Hut.
Why do you people buy
you know
so much?
You know what I mean? But you don't have to say that. You know, we want a free pizza because we have money to pay.
You want a free pizza? I can do that.
No, I'm not talking about that pizza because I don't know what you know. What's your problem with my son? Okay.
Why do you eat
but
so
you
much?
You don't have to speak.
Why do you?
You don't have to speak like me like that. Okay.
You need to calm down, Missy. Why do people eat so much pizza anyway? What's with that? You know what happens with that? You get coronary disease. You have heart attacks, and then you put money on our system, in the United States health system, and people who don't even know you know aren't from here, and messing it up. You understand?
You know what?
Huh?
I don't know about anything about the pizza that they order. So you don't have to speak like that to me, you know?
Do you have diabetes? Uh-huh. You have diabetes, right?
Me?
Yes.
I don't have a diabetes.
Oh, you're lying. I know you. I could tell you do right now on the phone. You're a diabetes woman.
You know what? Where is your pizza? And I go there, and then, you know, you can call my doctor if I have a diabetes.
Come down, and tomorrow bring your papers, and I want to talk to your doctor, because you have diabetes, I'm pretty sure. I'm certain you do.
You want a bit? You want a bit? Bid me $1,000.
You want $1,000? You know? That's what this is about?
No, because talking about, you know, because you're talking about... I have a diabetes, and I want to prove it to you. So if you, you know...
And
you want a bit about $1,000 because I prove it to you that I don't have a diabetes, okay?
And you want $1,000 because, what, you have to pay the rent? You don't have money for the rent?
You know what? I have 4 houses. And I don't need, but, you know, you're very sarcastic, you know? I don't want to deal with that.
But you said $1,000. Do you want me to write you a
check?
You know,
because you're the one telling me that I have a diabetes when it's not true. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because if you want to prove it, you know, you want a bit with me to prove that I don't have a diabetes, okay?
Okay.
You're the one who started it, that I have diabetes. And you told me that I'm lying. You don't even, you know, see my face. Where is your office? And I go there right now. Your branch?
It's not an office. It's a... There's only one...
No, where is Dr. Dries? And I go there, you know?
The local... That's all you
You
need.
Know, you are talking to me. I don't even know where the... is because I don't buy there, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry if it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
You know, because my son is the one who ordered the pizza. They like your pizza.
Your son
is you speak like that. You know, how can you tell people your pizza? If you know your customer, you speak like that.
Your son
that's not the right for fruit, you know?
Your son is a piece of trash, I think is what it is.
Your pizza there, they like your pizza.
Don't talk bad about my pizza. I have good pizza, better than what you have, and you eat so much pizza.
You know what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Maybe my kids, they like your brand of pizza. Mm. But me, you know, I don't eat pizza that much. I just have a visitor, and then happened that my visitor, they like the pizza hot, so they want the pizza. But I don't know about my son, because he like your pizza. You don't have to talk to me about that. You know what I mean?
I know, but...
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm
but
sorry.
But you are being rude. I'm a good person, you know?
No, I'm sorry.
But
I'm
sorry. Because you talk like that, my son, they order your pizza all the time. It's their business because they like your pizza.
Oh.
But you don't have to talk to me like that,
no, you're
you know?
Right. I'm not supposed to... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you make me mad because, you know, you say that we want a good pizza. We want a free pizza.
Uh-huh.
You can buy pizza anytime you have money.
You can buy
pizza
anywhere you want to get pizza from. You can get pizza from, right? There's no rules. It's a free country.
I know that.
It doesn't matter that you're not. It doesn't matter that you don't have papers or anything. You know that you're not. You're here. You know, with undocumented worker. That's fine. You can still order pizza wherever you want. Right.
What do you mean by I'm an undocumented worker?
Well, if you were.
I'm not. I work with the government.
Oh, you have your papers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
I've been
good.
Here since 1977, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm already old. I'm 61 years old right now.
Oh, do you see?
I arrived here in 1977. You don't tell me that I'm undocumented. I've been citizen for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My
I'm
husband
sorry.
Is a retired in the military, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Do you supersize?
Like that, you know?
Do you supersize?
No, I'm mostly size 10.
But, I mean, do you supersize when you go to McDonald's? Do you supersize the meal?
No, I don't buy, I don't eat in McDonald's.
We eat pizza, though.
I eat pizza once in a while. Maybe every other month. I don't eat junk food because I have a high cholesterol. And
oh, you see. Too much pizza, you get high cholesterol. That's the problem. And then look what happens.
Because we are Filipino.
Oh,
we
that's
eat our food, you know.
Oh, you like pineapple?
Yeah.
I had a Filipino girl, and I used to kiss her all over her body all the time. She's
what
like,
is your name anyway?
Garson.
Garson.
Huh?
Garson the Brahmin.
Are you the owner there?
Uh huh.
Are you the owner?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
Yeah, because maybe I can file a complaint because I read what you say to me.
No, but it's just me. We're talking like friends, you and me. It's no complaint.
Oh, no, because, you know, my husband is, you know, is hearing your what you say to me.
Oh, he got a problem? Because
he recalled it because, you know, you're very rude, okay?
Well, I'm certified in self-defense.
Yeah, maybe we're going to file a complaint on you, you know.
Well, are you coming to my store? I'm going to write you up. I'm going to give you a complaint, to my manager, my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, my son is the one ordered it, and then you talk to me that way. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hey,
that's not good.
Do you clean do you do laundry also when you come to the house to clean, or do you just clean the house? No, she hung up. Okay. That was straight up what my mom would sound like if we would prank call her. All right. That was fun. I gotta get some more stevia. Started using stevia last week. Stevia is